With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Very rough morning in Ukraine. Officials describe it as a, quote, massive Russian drone and missile attack on Kyiv. At least 12 people, including numerous kids, have been killed. At least 48 others wounded in the attack. It hit a five-story residential building, and nearby buildings were also hit. In the meantime, rescue teams still going through rubble looking for possible survivors. White House correspondent Greg Clugson reports on the federal government's response to the Minneapolis shooting.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the shooting is being investigated as an act of domestic terrorism and a hate crime targeting Catholics. At the White House, President Trump spoke on the phone with Minnesota's governor, and he ordered flags to be lowered at all government buildings until sunset on Sunday as a mark of respect for the victims of the senseless acts of violence.
In the shooting, two children are dead, 14 wounded, three adults also wounded. White House Deputy Communications Director Alex Pfeiffer says the president's staff is a lot more experienced than they were in the first term. And it shows.
You have people here in the White House who were there for all 4 years of the first term. And then other people, I wasn't there in the first term, but I was there on the campaign with the team. So I think it's just there is more institutional knowledge.
Well, the Trump administration is taking control of Washington's Union Station, taking away from Amtrak. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says Union Station has fallen into disrepair. Federal government owns Union Station, which is near the Capitol. Mayor Muriel Bowser says upgrading the transit hub that serves various rail lines and buses would be, quote, an amazing initiative. This is SRN News. Well, most transgender Americans are usually very young.
Some critics of transgenderism have suggested it's really just kind of a fad, and a new study from the Williams Institute at UCLA might support that idea. According to the research, 75% of all Americans who claim to be transgender are under the age of 35, and most of them are actually teenagers. Meanwhile, about 25% of Generation Z, people ages 13 to 28, identify as LGBT. Percentages drop sharply in older generations.
Australia says that Iran was behind the last two of the anti-Semitic attacks hitting the country. In response, the Australian government expelling the Iranian ambassador and several other officials. Prime Minister says the attacks were extraordinary and dangerous acts of aggression orchestrated by a, quote, foreign nation on Australian soil. This is SRN News. Well, at least one U.S. Open tennis player is not a fan of pot in New York. Ed Donahue explains.
Casper Ruud says he loves coming to New York to play Grand Slam tennis, but he's from Norway. He grew up closer to the sea and quiet.
I'm not a big fan of the smell of weed.
Ruud says it's not a good smell.
Every corner, every street, you smell it by almost anywhere you go. So I... This is not something sportsmen do.
Ruud says everything else in New York, like the restaurants and the tennis, is pretty cool, just not the weed. I'm Ed Donahue.
Non-alcoholic beverages are moving up in popularity nationwide. Consumers include people recovering from addiction, those trying to cut down on booze, and the rising number of young adults foregoing alcohol altogether. More details at srnnews.com.